Coming up on episode number 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it sounds like I'm counting in a song, doesn't it? In honor of Roger Waters' 75th birthday, which blows my mind. 75th birthday, holy cow. Just saw him last year at the Pepsi Center. Incredible show. Anyway, in honor of his 75th birthday, easy for me to say, how about an episode of Pink Floyd covers? A lot of stuff from Dark Side of the Moon, a lot of stuff from The Wall, and a lot of stuff you're going to love. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, September 19th. 2018. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another episode of Coverville, a big cover story edition today. Just one artist, well, one band we're celebrating, although I was pretty careful to pick a majority of songs that he was involved with. No, there goes the cat. Done with the bath, and now she's leaving. Oh, well. Anyway, a bunch of songs that Roger Waters was involved in. There's been a lot of stuff that a lot of covers of songs that were done of the music after Roger Waters and David Gilmour kind of had their breakup. But for the most part, the stuff you're hearing is stuff that features lyrics by Roger Waters. And we're going to jump right in with a set of coveries, of songs from Dark Side of the Moon, that classic album. Such a great album. I was talking to Scott on the morning stream today about how that's an album that you have to listen to in its entirety. You can't do a shuffle, iTunes shuffle with music from Dark Side of the Moon. Not only are there lots of segues between songs and things like that, but you've just got to hear it in its entirety. I kind of wish when I imported that album from the CD that I used that feature that lets you import a group of songs all as one import so that they always play together. I did that with side two of Abbey Road, because you've got to do that. Anyway, let's get started here. This is technically the second song on the album after Speak to Me, which is kind of the instrumental lead up to this song. On the original album, it was called Breathe in the Air, but later releases and for this cover, it's just called Breathe. The band is Collide from the album These Eyes Before from 2009. Here is Breathe.
Thank you. There is no dark side of the moon, really. Matter of fact, It's all dark.
With more pay than you're okay. Money, it's a gas. Grab that cash with both hands, then make a stash. New car, caviar, 4-star daydream. Think I buy me a football team. Yeah.
Like that's a version of that song that would play in the Black Lodge in Twin Peaks. That is Us and Them by Shirley Adamson, as is included on the Vintage Chic 100 album that came out on Amazon in 2014. They've released four volumes of the Vintage Chic collections, and they're all great. You know, there's a couple hits and misses in all of them, but for the most part, they are a lot of fun and a lot of really cool loungy takes on stuff that you're familiar with. Shirley Adamson, Us and Them. Before that, Corey Huvel with a cover of Money from his 2012 Acoustic Covers collection. John Wetton from Asia, remember the band Asia? With a cover of Eclipse. That was included on a prog rock tribute album that was released in 2007 called Pink Box Songs of Pink Floyd. Really, really good, especially if you like a lot of those deep purple, King Crimson. I think Fee Waybill from The Tubes is on there as well. Really, really good collection. We've got something from a very similar album later on in the show as well. Kelsey Wood before that from a double disc album called A Fair Forgery of Pink Floyd. There are two discs in there. One of them is called Us, and on there you'll find that cover of Time from 2003. I'm cheating because there's a Them album as well. I might pull something from that later on in the episode. And Collide at the top of the show with Breathe, that one from their album These Eyes Before from 2009. So there was, for the most part, a Dark Side of the Moon set. I say for the most part because we're going to have a little bit more of Dark Side of the Moon later on in the show, mixed in with some other Pink Floyd classics. But we've got some stuff from The Wall, actually two sets of music from The Wall, personally my favorite Pink Floyd album. Let's start things off with a track from the Back Against the Wall. This is the other prog rock tribute that I was talking about. It came out in 2005, and this is Steve Morse, I think also from Deep Purple, with his cover of Another Brick in the Wall, Part 1.
Daddy's flown across the ocean. Leaving just a memory. A snapshot in the family album. Daddy, what else did you leave for me? Thank you.
When we grew up and went to school, there were certain teachers who would hurt the children any way they could. By pouring their derision upon anything we did, exposing every weakness, however carefree by the kids. But in our town it was well known when they got on a night, their bed was sank up, and wives would thrash them with the ashes of their
see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? The flames are all long gone, but the pain lingers on. Goodbye, blue sky. Goodbye, blue sky. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim Myers and Goodbye Blue Sky, that one from the other disc, disc two of The Fair Forgery of Pink Floyd, which is called Them, came out in 2003, along with disc one, which I played in the first set. Great, great album. Really good cover album for Pink Floyd music. It's so good. Run Like Hell, before that, from the Pickin' On series, Pickin' On Pink Floyd, a bluegrass tribute. I don't know if that's Cornbread Red or Iron Horse, but chances are it's one of the two. That album came out in 2005. A double shot of the Polka Floyd show, because you can't play Happiest Days of Our Lives without playing another Brick in the Wall Part 2. You got to play them together. Their live album, Live at the Ohio Theater, came out in 2009. Those guys are amazing. They do such a great job of capturing the feel of Pink Floyd, but only using polka instruments. It's so good. And I've said so good now twice, I'm not going to say it again. And another Brick in the Wall Part 1. By Steve Morse, that one from the prog rock Back Against the Wall album, which came out in 2005. I'm not done with the wall yet. No, I've got one more set of stuff to pull from the wall. Let's kick things off with this cover. It's from a tribute to Pink Floyd, an all-female tribute to Pink Floyd called Echoes of Pink. You gotta pick this up. It came out in 2002. Here's Jessica Goldman and Hey You. Thank you.
but it was only a fantasy. The wall was too high, as you can see. No matter how he tried, he cannot break free. And the worms ate into his brain. Hey, you, out there on the road, always doing what you're told, can you help me? Hey, you, out there beyond the wall, breaking bottles in the hall, can you help me? Hey, you, don't tell me. Thank you.
ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, I need some information first. Just the basic facts, can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain you are receiving.
Goodbye, cruel world, I'm leaving you today. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, all you people. There's nothing you can say to make me change my mind. Goodbye. Goodbye, cruel world, I'm leaving you today. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, all you people. There's nothing you can say to make me change my mind. Goodbye.
Oh man, it's such a great version of that song. The Tufts Beelzebubs taking a song that is kind of a side two disc album one closer that's usually what, like a minute long, if that, and turning it into a really beautiful, almost 3 minute a cappella masterpiece. So good. The Beelzebubs from Tufts with their cover of Goodbye Cruel World. That one comes from their 2005 album. Play the Game. Gives me goosebumps. Totally does. On Dead Waves, before that with a cover of Comfortably Numb, that one from their Dusk Versions number one EP. They've released a couple of these EPs called Dusk Versions, which feature two covers on them, and really, really good. That is the Dusk version of Comfortably Numb. One of My Turns before that by The Gentle Good. From a Mojo CD, Mojo Magazine CD. Dude, I haven't seen any covers on Mojo or Q Magazine in such a long time. Have they given up? Have they just stopped doing cover albums on there? Let me know if you've seen one. They put out one in 2009 called The Wall Rebuilt, which is exactly what they did. Covers of every track from The Wall. The Gentle Good provided that cover of One of My Turns. And Jessica Goldman at the top of the set with Hey You, that one from the aforementioned tribute called Echoes of Pink, all female covers of Pink Floyd songs. We go from an all-vocal, all-acapella version of a Pink Floyd classic to back to Dark Side of the Moon, really, for this one, with a cover that doesn't include any vocals. The London Philharmonic Orchestra with their cover from the album, Us and Them, Symphonic Pink Floyd. I'm all choked up. That song did it to me, man. Us and Them, Symphonic Pink Floyd from 1995. Here's a cover of Brain Damage.
Thank you. just wait a while for the right day. And as I rise above the tree lines and the clouds, I'll look down, hear the sound of the things you said today. Thank you.
from a whale. Do you think you can tell? And if they get you trained, your heroes for girls, hot ashes for trees, hot air for cool breeze, cold comfort for change. All in the cage.
Yeah.
back in 2012, Tangerine Dream. Yeah, Risky Business. Music on a Train, Tangerine Dream, released an album called Undercover. Close. Very close to my hated album title back in 2012. Wish You Were Here was included on that. Great cover album, by the way, and has that Tangerine Dream flair, which is magical. Any Color You Like right before that. Yeah, a couple tracks in here from Dark Side of the Moon. Tony Franklin and Robin Ford on that one, from an all-star lineup performing the songs of Pink Floyd. That's the name of the album. Came out in 2002. A couple more proggers on that one. And Ambulance Ltd. from their New English EP from 2006. And that cover of Fearless. Might be my favorite Pink Floyd song outside of Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall. Either that one or Learning to Fly. Both of them, I think, are amazing. Stayed away from a cover of Learning to Fly for today's episode because I wanted to lean as much as possible towards Roger Waters for his 75th birthday, but still love that song too. Brain Damage, the top of the set. London Philharmonic Orchestra from the symphonic Pink Floyd album entitled Us and Them. That is going to bring us to the end for me and you of another episode of Coverville. Thank you for being here. If you want to watch this show done live, go to twitch.tv/Coverville every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time and subscribe. Just go there, click the subscribe button or follow or like or whatever it is, and it'll notify you anytime there is a new episode of Coverville being recorded. You'll also, on that stream, be able to watch stuff like The Morning Stream and the Pokemon Go podcast and stuff like that. So you can check those out as they're being recorded as well. Let's see. That's it. We'll be back next week with another edition. Oh, yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, that's what I forgot. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. I haven't played requests on the show in a while, so I'm overdue for those. So leave a message. Let me know what you want to hear before I get rid of that phone number and just replace it with a speak pipe. Which I might do. That's it. Let's see. Coverville.com is the place to go for everything else. If you want to support the show, buy a DVD set. The first 1,000 episodes available on 6 DVDs. It's a way to go. It's a way to listen to every episode and not take up all your hard drive storage space. Go check it out at Coverville.com. Lots of t-shirts there, all that stuff over there in the store. That's it. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Ebbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more by going to frogpants.com, bringing your podcast so good, they put the bricks in the wall. Thank you, Jack Lope.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.